Hey everyone, welcome back to our series on the books of the Bible. Today we're going to be talking about the book of Deuteronomy, and this of course is the last book in the Pentateuch. I don't know if we've really talked about the Pentateuch much since we've been doing these, but basically the first five books of the Old Testament are what is referred to as the Pentateuch. And it's the five books of the Old Law, the receiving of the law, and the first five books that were written by Moses as we see them in the Bible. But this is the final one of that, and if you remember back to last week when we looked at the book of Numbers, we talked about how the book of Numbers basically was the Israelites after they left Egypt until they made it to the Promised Land. It was their time wandering in the wilderness. And the book of Deuteronomy is very similar in that it covers the wandering in the wilderness, but it's slightly different for a specific reason, and that is because it's being spoken in hindsight. They cover many of the same things, many of the same ideas, but the book of Deuteronomy is basically Moses speaking to the Israelites as they are arriving to the Promised Land. If you would start with me, we're going to look at Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verses 1 through 3. Look at the first three verses of this book. And here it says, "These are the words that Moses spoke to all Israel beyond the Jordan, in the wilderness, and in Abra, opposite Suppah, between Paran and Tophel, Laban and Hazeroth, and Dizahab. It is 11 days' journey from Horeb, by the way of Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. In the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month, Moses spoke to the people of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment to them. And after he had defeated Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Asheroth, and Ederai." So when we look at this, the reason I read that with all of the strange names is, first of all, it gives us a location where they were, and we realize that they were nearing the land that God had promised them. But second of all, and the part that I want to point out is in verse 3. It says, in the 40th year, on the first day of the 11th month. Remember back when the Israelites spied out the Promised Land that God was going to give them. And when they came back with a bad report, the punishment was they would wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And here we see that 40th year is drawing to an end. They are basically done with their time of wandering in the wilderness. So going back to verse 1, "These are the words that Moses spoke to all of Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness." So as Moses spoke these things, their time in the wilderness was drawing to an end, and Moses was giving them a final charge before he returns, or before they enter into the land, and he goes up onto the mountain to view the land and ultimately to die. But the word Deuteronomy, from what I understand, it actually comes from, I believe, a Latin word or something. But the idea behind it is a restating of the law. And we kind of see that that's what Moses is doing. He's going back before the Israelites, and he is reminding them of all the things that God has done. He's speaking to them on this 40th year, reminding them of the things that have happened as they wandered in the wilderness. If we look at chapters 8 and 11 specifically, those two chapters really hone in and focus in on the things that God did and the way that he blessed them despite the fact that they were unfaithful to him time and time again. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 4, it says, "The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of God, and mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out on you, and your foot did not swell these 40 years." So basically what we see, and he continues in a very similar way all throughout chapter 8 and does it again in chapter 11, where Moses speaks to the Israelites and he says, look, yes, there were difficult times and God was punishing and he was rebuking or disciplining you in a sense. But look at all the ways that God blessed you while you were there. All that time you were hungry for a little while, but God fed you with manna. You didn't know what it was, and that's what the word manna literally means. And he goes on and think about it. Look back at your 40 years that you wandered. Your clothes didn't wear out. Your feet didn't grow. You didn't need new shoes. You were blessed with everything that you needed. God protected and provided for his people, the Israelites. What the book of Deuteronomy is Moses going back through and reminding the people of God that God still loves them. He's going back through and he's reminding the Israelites that God had been there for them the entire time as they walked through the land or the wilderness on their way to the promised land. He goes back through and he reminds them of their shortcomings. He reminds them of their laws that God had set before them. And he reminds them of the blessings that had been placed before them. The book of Deuteronomy is a book of reminders. It is a book where Moses is reminding the Israelites because it's one of the last times he is going to speak to them. When we get down to the end of this book in chapters 31 through 34, it kind of goes away from this point of hindsight where Moses is recounting the things that have happened, and it kind of turns into a book of history where it is recording the things that happened to Moses as he was going in. Or as he was going to ascend up onto the mountain, and as the Israelites were going to go into the promised land. And it basically tells of how he speaks final words to them, he gives them blessing, how he records the law and gives it to the priests, and so on and so forth. If you're looking for a book that is a reminder of God's blessings, even during times when the people disobey God, the book of Deuteronomy is a great one for it. If you're looking for a book that is of a man who loved people very much, talking about Moses, and his final words to them, the book of Deuteronomy is an amazing book to read and to study. It gives us so much of a background, so much of a history of the people while they wandered in the wilderness, but it also helps our love for Moses grow very deep. You see how much he cared for him, that he was going to spend about 40 days and recount all of the things that happened in the wilderness with them. For this time, I want to leave us with actually two verses before we go, or two passages. The first one is going back to those books where it was recounting the things that God had done for the Israelites. And the first one is in Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11, and starting in verse 18, Moses tells the Israelites, "You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall teach them to your children, talking of them while you are sitting in your house, and when you are walking by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land that the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, as long as the heavens are above the earth." Remember what was happening. Moses had just gone through and he'd reminded them how good God had been. And then he says, these things that I'm telling you, write them on your hearts. Put them on your doorposts. Talk about them with your children. When you get up and when you lie down, remember these things. Don't let the blessings that God has given and the word of God depart from your mind. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, we see a very similar thing. Deuteronomy chapter 31, starting in verse 9. It says, "Then Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, at the end of every 7 years, at the set time in the year of release, at the Feast of Booths, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God, at the place that he will choose, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Assemble the people, men, women, and little ones, and the sojourner that within your towns, that they may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God. and be careful to do all the words of this law, and that their children, whom have not known it, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live in the land that you are going over the Jordan to possess." Similar to what we read there in Deuteronomy chapter 11, Moses is reminding. He's copied down all of the law and he gave it to the Levites, the one who were supposed to be in charge of the holy things of God, in charge of keeping the word and keeping the commandments and offering worship unto God. He gives it to them and he gives them this charge. Every seventh year, when you come together for the Feast of Booths, read the entirety of this law. Read the entirety of the things that God has commanded. Why? So you don't quickly forget it. This is the challenge that I want to leave us with. And something that I want us to learn from the book of Deuteronomy. As Moses was leaving the people of Israel, he wanted to make sure that they did not forget the word of God. Friend, the same thing is true for us today. We cannot forget the things that God has done for us and the words that he has set forth. They are what will guide us and what will keep us bound to him. I hope that this has given us a reason and a desire to study this book. It's a beautiful book of the end of an era of a man named Moses, and as the Israelites are going to enter the land that God has promised. But it's such a great book and a great reminder to study the Word of God, to store it in your hearts, to talk about it continually, and don't let it slip from your mind. I hope this has been beneficial for us. Of course, next week we'll continue on and look at the book of Joshua. And hopefully you will be able to join us as we go on to that. Thank you all very much.